I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Tons of action, tons to talk about when it comes down to the NBA action on and off the court. We even saw a pretty damn good matchup. Ended about an hour ago. The Miami Heat went over the Bucks 115-104 to take game one. Jimmy Butler, a career high 40 points. There's a lot of offense, a lot of controversy in the bubble, a lot of offense, a lot of guys looking real comfortable. So on the line right now, we have to bring on an NBA champion. New Jersey's finest, won a title with the Cavaliers back in 2016, is Dante Jones. Dante, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for taking the time to hop on. I want to get right into things. What were your initial thoughts, since it's pretty damn fresh, about the matchup that we saw between the Heat and the Bucks? I just told everybody, I guess the one wart in Giannis Antetokounmpo's game decided to show up, even though it was game one.
Yeah, man. I think that's a unique matchup in these playoffs we have in the bubble, where you have a gritty Miami Heat team that can guard a bunch of positions, and they come out and play extremely hard. And you have some championship DNA with Andre Iguodala and Eric Spoelstra. So those guys know how to win and how to grind out games. Jimmy Butler, who just had some great quotes in the media saying how he loves where he is and he was built to be in Miami. So you have a guy that is settled at home, ready to compete, leading a bunch of young guys who are energetic and listening to all the words come out of his mouth and ready to go out there and compete every night. So I think it's a unique matchup where the Miami Heat could pull this off.
Yeah, I think they could pull it off. I would still go ahead and give Milwaukee the edge. What are your thoughts on who would ultimately win the series?
I think Miami's going to win this series because they have more leadership. And I think they have the better coach of the two. Jimmy Butler is the ultimate leader and the ultimate aggressor in this series. I think they have answers for Giannis. And if Giannis can't create offense for the rest of those guys, Milwaukee tends to struggle. And I think they can build the same type of wall that Toronto did or usually does against Giannis. And I think he's going to struggle.
Wow. That leads me with a million trillion stories heading into this unusual offseason if Giannis Antetokounmpo were to be eliminated this early. Due to the Miami Heat. We're chatting it up with NBA champion Dante Jones. Dante, one of the other exciting players in the league right now is Luka Doncic and what he's doing. We know the pace of play has increased here in the NBA right now, but it's just wild to look at someone consistently go out and almost give you 30, 10, and 10 a night. You made your bones a lot playing defense. When you look at Luka Doncic, what makes him so difficult to defend and guard?
I think his toughness and his resilience. The kid is ultimately skilled. He's been in high-pressure moments before. His youth is not something that you can use against him. He's composed. He's super competitive. And he can make plays for other people. Like, I think his passing was overlooked before these playoffs, but he tends to get guys shots. They just didn't make shots last night. He can get his own shot, but he can also run the offense and get guys shots and get guys involved. That's a young team that is imperative for them to keep that core together. It's imperative for them to bring Trey Burke back. But they also need some toughness. And I think a guy like Tristan Thompson will be able to help them get over that hump of toughness. Somebody that can grind it out, guard multiple positions. But that's a team on the rise. That's a team that will be competing for a championship in the next couple of years.
Dante, do you believe that Kristaps Porzingis is durable and reliable enough to be that secondary option in Dallas?
I think he is. They just have to work on the foundation of his body and not push him past points, just like they did in these playoffs. Right, they were competing, but they knew they couldn't win a championship, so it was in his best interest to sit him out and keep him fully healthy for next year. But you can't have him play center as much as they do. They have to find, as I said, they have to find a way to keep him at the basket and not moving as much on pick and rolls and things of that nature. But I think he can be a complement to Luka and be that number two to help them be in contention for a championship.
Yeah, Luka Doncic certainly looks like a walking team. You hit the nail on the head. This is someone who makes his teammates better. We're chatting with Dante Jones. When you talk about the bubble and durability and people who are getting it done, Jamal Murray and Donovan Mitchell seem that they are in just their one-on-one duel right now. And we've seen explosive offensive performances in the bubble. Damian Lillard, one of the best, if not the best player, prior to his injury and potentially wearing down against the Lakers. What have you heard and what do you attribute to the offensive explosions? Is it the travel? Is it the fans? Is it a combination of it all? What have you heard?
Well, I see Donovan is in a unique matchup with a team that doesn't deal well in pick and roll. Joker does not guard the pick and roll well. They don't have any defenders to really stay in front of him. But the Denver team is doing an explosive all year. They have multiple scorers. But you're seeing an old-school shootout. Two guys who are extremely hot right now, two young guys with mounds of confidence, and things are clicking. And when you don't have a big, like Denver doesn't have a big that defends the basket well, Donovan's going to live in the paint and be able to do what he wants to. But Jamal Murray's come out playing inspired basketball, trying to will his team back into it. And it's good basketball to watch. Like, those two guys going at it, leading their teams, the youth of the NBA, along with Luka. Like, the NBA's in a good spot coming up because they have some young scorers that can take over games.
Absolutely. And when you think about some of the performances in the bubble, some have been off the charts. I mean, Warren, the Pacers, was lighting it up. Paul George, he spoke about his own mental struggles. Your former teammate, LeBron, he was recently quoted as saying, yeah, anybody who said that they haven't thought about just walking out and leaving this bubble, you know, I don't believe them because it's difficult. How do you think that helps or hinders the players in general and whole, just being in one isolated spot to play?
Well, I think that the youth of the NBA, they've been successful because they're used to being on their own, whether it be playing video games, having fun with the other young players on the roster, and not having the family structure at home that you depend on. And as you get older, as you build a family, they become your rock, they become your foundation, they become what you can release to, and they help you be better, but they also something that you depend on as you get later in your career. And you see two guys like Paul George, LeBron James, who've expressed the fact that they don't have anybody to go home to and download and just release and get away from the game. And all those games, all those miles, all those battles tend to wear on you. And in situations like this, you need somebody, you need a family structure or somebody at home to just get away from the game. And that's been the challenging part, being around just a bunch of men all day long. Usually you get to go half of the day at least to get away from them.
Right, but, right.
You see some mentally tough guys going out there trying to compete, trying to give us what we want to see, finish out the season the right way, stand on that platform, fight for what's right. I tip my hat to those guys because I know it's extremely tough.
Absolutely. Oh, Dante, you won a championship. You were part of that team on a stretch run, the Cavs, in 2016. Even at the end, when you're in the playoffs, what's the most difficult part of trying to pull things together and just come out with a title? Y'all overcame a 3-1 deficit. What's the most difficult part about building that camaraderie?
Well, first of all, that's the great job that that our GM did at that point in time, putting together a team of like-minded people, like-minded personalities that could fight through adversity. And when we were faced with it, we were able to get over the hump and kind of band together and use our inner strength to get us through. But it becomes like a second season of playoffs. It becomes a whole nother adventure where you're just on the road half the time. And then when you get to the finals, you're flying across country, being away from your family, trying to just fight through this whole another team who at that point in time was the aggressor. So it becomes a mental battle, but we had some mentally strong people that helped us get over the hump.
Absolutely. Well, Dante, I want to ask you, back in this bubble, I think it's going to boil down to the two L.A. teams, both the Lakers and the Clippers, who ultimately lift the Larry O'Brien trophy in what has been one interesting and one hell of a year. What are your thoughts on who's going to go out and win it all?
I think I'm a stand firm on what I believe at the beginning of the year, but only because of the consistency of the group. I think the Lakers have the ability to beat the Clippers. Is going to be an exciting 7-game series, but I think that the fact that they have their core, have played a lot of games together, they can fight through the adversity, they can put a whole bunch of different matchups out there. They have size, and their guys are just peaking at the right points and times. I think being a great defensive team like they are, I think they'll be able to get over the hump and beat the Clippers.
Any other surprises? I know you have the Miami Heat knocking off the Milwaukee Bucks. Is there anything else you think we should pay close attention to as the playoffs roll on?
I think Toronto and Miami will end up in the conference finals, and I think Toronto's going to end up going to the championship. But no, I think we're going to get what we want in the West. The Lakers Clippers battle, it's going to go down to the wire. But I think LeBron James is going to pull those Lakers to the finals, and the Lakers going to win the championship.
You know, Dante, it's pretty crazy to say this as we roll into September, but that's a matchup we've been waiting on all season, and it's been about a year since we've been talking about this matchup. And I agree with you that I like the Lakers to come out and win the title. It's going to come down, I think, between them and the Clippers. I appreciate you, Dante.
Of course, anytime.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.